Hello, I'm the host of Wild Podcast. My name is Darshawn McAway. If you typically listen to this podcast on audio-only platforms, well, rest assured, there's a link in the description that takes you to the video format of this podcast interview. Now, let's get on with our special guest.
Let's get right into it. Listen, a lot of times what gives me the accreditation, if you will,
Hello, I'm the host of Wild Podcast. My name is Darshawn. And it's going down like this.
Big Red helps me around the house. My dream car happens to be a 13 Tundra.
What's yours? Anything else you got to say? Any words of maybe encouragement or words of hope?
Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Darshawn McAway. You're tuned in to Wild Podcast. That's WOWPODCAST.ME. And today we have a special guest. We have Patrick Greenwood. How are you doing, sir?
Good, sir. Good morning. How are you today? Thank you very much for having me on the extraordinary podcast. That was the best intro I've ever seen.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. So we're here to talk about your book, Shores of Okinawa. But before I get into that, you came out with another book back in 2022, Sunrise in Saigon. Correct. Tell me about that one first, just a little synopsis.
So that's how I kind of really started the Jack Kindle series. And it was a story of a man who kind of was going through a little bit of change of life, always wanted to go to Vietnam since he was a kid, remembers the war very, very well when he was 11, had an opportunity to go to Vietnam, kind of fell in love with a girl while he was heading over there. But it really was a story of a journey of a man really trying to discover himself, and most importantly of all, really recognizing, you know, what kind of person he wants to be going forward. That was sort of the introduction of Jack Kindle. Partially through the book, however, there was an introduction of a very, very bad person by the name of Travis Jones, who turned out to be a very future adversary of Jack Kindle. And that's what really formulated the Jack Kindle series, which is what led to Shores of Okinawa, which is book two in the series. But the first book very much was a bit of a fiction, nonfiction. I did travel to Vietnam several times, cycling events and other things as well. But at the same time, there's also a lot of fiction as well. I get that question quite asked a lot. Was this a memoir? And I'm like, no, I'm not Jack Kindle. I'm not that cool. But it did help. It did create the opportunity to create a book series. And that's kind of what led to the second one, Shores of Okinawa.
Gotcha. So tell me a little bit about the Shores of Okinawa. What is that really based off of, though?
Well, so I was in cybersecurity for almost 28 years. So I have some really interesting stories of my time. And Shores of Okinawa really touches on, kind of picks up where Travis Jones, which is Jack's nemesis, sells an idea to the Chinese military to say, hey, I think I found a way to hack Taiwan. And I'm going to do it in a way in which nobody will even see it coming. And the Chinese, of course, are all about, you know, God, you know, that's a great idea. We're always trying to find a way to destabilize them. How do we do it? So he comes up with a scheme in order to try to steal all this information out of Taiwan through some back-end fiber optic cable that everybody forgot about. Meanwhile, Jack is sort of in vacation. He's in Portugal. But Travis really wants Jack to suffer because in the end of Sunrise in Saigon, Jack actually spoils a deal that Travis is working on, which was basically a kind of like a hacking project in Saigon, Vietnam. And so Travis has got this thing that he wants to just make Jack's life a living hell. So he starts manipulating Jack's children, Jack's business associates. They even have Jack's fiance killed in the book. Okay. And then Jack finally realizes, well, who the hell is doing all this? Oh, it's Travis Jones. And so he realizes that the plot is much bigger than just the rivalry between two people. It's turning into a transnational cyber attack between China and Taiwan. And so Jack gets involved and other, you know, characters get involved as well. But what really kind of made the story really turn, and this is really kind of a very interesting modern day tale that we saw when Russia invaded Ukraine, was how the underground hacking world mobilized. And in this book, there's some underground hackers in Japan, in Taiwan, in Cambodia, in Laos, the United States and Russia, that come to the defense of Taiwan in a very twisted way. So not only is there transnational going on, but there's also these underground armies of hackers that are also coming to the defense of Taiwan as well. So the book really kind of continues the Jack Kindle series. It introduces some new characters, but it also helps feed the next book, which is currently in development as well. But it very much for people that love cybersecurity, they love a mystery, they love intrigue, but it also takes kind of a little more of a modern narrative of what's going on right now in the Far East.
So let's talk about that. So I was reading through your bio and it says that you do ghostwriting for cybersecurity. So I know what ghostwriting is, but what is it for a cybersecurity company?
So a lot of cybersecurity startups today are wanting somebody like myself to create content for them. So I create blogs and eBooks and things like that. And it's everything from how to help market their product. And many times it's thought leadership. They'll ask me questions going, is it possible for somebody to hack a Tesla? Yes. So I write an article about how to do that. Some people will come back and say, is it really true that, you know, Russia and China are really working together and they're hacking the US? We've been getting hacked for years. They've been stealing data for years. But same token, we have resources hacking other people. So it's a two-way street. So we technically have been in a war with China and Russia and other countries in North Korea for years. It's just been at a cyber level, not a bullets and things. So when people realize that what we really read every day about people having medical records stolen, banks getting hacked, the underlying current to that is that this is a transnational event going on. Very similar how I put that in the Shores of Okinawa as well.
Now, I talk to my audience sometimes about being hacked and how people could basically, what is it called, the blockchain, like people can find you on the internet. How easy is it for you to find somebody who wanted to troll you, like on YouTube or something like that? Is it easy to do?
Yeah, very easy. And a lot of it goes back to social media. So there's a term called social engineering, where people kind of find a way to pose themselves as like an old high school buddy, an old girlfriend from kindergarten, whatever. They say, hey, remember me back in the day? You and I hung out. And like, yeah, hey, by the way, I'll be by next week in your area. What's your address, bro? We'll hang. And then people send their address saying, oh, well, stop by anytime. And that's how home robberies tend to happen. Or someone will come and say, hey, you haven't paid this bill. We're about to cancel your car insurance. Click here to pay your bill. People click, put their money in, you know, and the money realizes going to fraud. The worst scams that are going on, which is really painful, as you probably know, being in our generation, is the romantic scams.
Yeah.
Someone that gets involved with a woman or man or whatever, you know, whatever we call it. And to hear about people losing $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 of money to pay for vacations and things. The elderly is also targeted as well. And this all goes back to social engineering, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and so on. So people that want to put themselves out there, like we do, being in the media business, we also have a double-edged sword risk as well.
Yeah, yep, for sure. Now let's fast forward a little bit. Let's fast track into this. You have your own coffee?
Yes, what? I do.
How did that even start?
So in my first book, which was Sunrise in Saigon, I actually created the coffee site in order to help generate revenue opportunities to help fund Helmets for Kids in Vietnam, which was a nonprofit charity. So all the books that I have that I write always has a benefactor. So for the first one, it was Helmets for Kids in Vietnam to help provide helmets for children that couldn't afford to, you know, to buy helmets. And then in this book, Shores of Okinawa, there's a nonprofit called HelpOki.org, which is trying to help end poverty in Okinawa as well. So all the proceeds of my books, my coffee sales, my hoodies, water bottles, all goes to my charities that I support. So book writing is wonderful. I love to do it. I've been wanting to do this for years. But every single book I have in my seventh series, every one of those has a benefactor. So every book kind of takes place in a different country. And then within that country, I find a charity that I want to be able to contribute. So the coffee business, because I drink so much coffee, I figured I'd, you know, write it off. But the other part is that the proceeds do go help global charities as well.
So let me ask you this. What's the big hoopla about China wanting to hack Taiwan? Like, why do people want to hack each other? Like, what's the point of everybody trying to just have a one world order?
Well, first of all, it's all about competition. Okay. Right. And the reason hacking happens today, even at a corporate level, is because people want to know what Boeing is doing. They want to know what Visa is doing to protect credit cards. So espionage, corporate hacking is going on for years. People walking out the door with a USB drive because they're pissed off is hacking. It's called insider threat. Now, when you talk on a grand national level, you know, influence of elections, deep fake is the modern problem in 2024. This is a way of people controlling and manipulating an outcome. So example, China hacking Taiwan is they're trying to find a way to basically bring Taiwan into the fold. They can't do it by launching missiles yet. They can't do it by firing guns. So why not you know, influence them, influence their elections, manipulate people by changing their profiles, making them look like they're criminals. All these things are how cyber works on the back end of things. So in my book, I really talk about China wanting to find a non-violent way to overtake the island. And they tried to do so by stealing data, medical records, military secrets, financial bank records, all these things that could be used later to sort of, you know, either steal billions of Bitcoin for them or manipulate their medical system as well. But these are all silent weapons that have been used for years. I mean, hacking goes back to the 70s. So this is not a surprise this is happening. But now you're seeing it come to the forefront with the U.S. elections as well.
Yeah. Now, both of your books sound like they could be a TV series or a movie. Are you in the process of trying to get that going?
So I live out here in Southern California. So I've had a number of studios as clients during my tech days. I had Lionsgate, I had Disney, I had Paramount, I had DreamWorks as well as clients. So I've seen the movie business, to be very honest. And I got to tell you, it's a one in a million shot to have your stuff picked up. You may get the option for 10 grand or whatever it is, but for it to go from, you know, having the book written to having the option to having it actually go, there are some people that wait 15 years before their book even makes it to Netflix. So it's a very long process. So at this time, I'm not really playing for that. I'm really just enjoying writing. And I enjoy, you know, people pick up the book or they write or they come to a book event that I'm doing and they said, hey, I love the story. Tell us again how Jack Kindle did this or how this happened. And that's the most exciting part of what I do. But ultimately, the underlying to what I love doing the most is that this is really a way of raising money in order to help global causes. That's kind of the under fabric of why I do it.
Gotcha. So if somebody were to pick up your book, who would play Jack Kindle?
You know, that's funny because that changes. I mean, I'm a huge William Dafoe fan. I thought, you know, he's been an amazing actor. I have been a Denzel Washington fan my whole life. I mean, I think Forrest Adams, who's a CIA officer.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington would be a phenomenal Forrest Adams. I mean, it could be, at one point it could have been Alec Baldwin, right? Alec Baldwin could have played. He played a great Jack Ryan, you know, in the Tom Clancy series as well. But I'm a huge fan of Denzel Washington. If I have any way of ever meeting him in life and say, look, here's a book. Look at Forrest Adams. That's you. Please be you. I think Matthew McConaughey would be a good one as well. I think Regina Kendall. Oh, my God. I think Regina King. I don't know if you remember Regina King, but she was at Enemy of the State. She would be a phenomenal for Regina, you know, Kendall as well. I mean, so there's so many wonderful actors and actresses that are out there. Right. But my biggest fans, Denzel Washington, Regina King, and, of course, Matthew McConaughey is a favorite of mine as well.
Man, sounds like a movie I would watch. So you have your own podcast, too. What do you talk about on your podcast?
So like you, I bring writers on. Mine is called Writers on Writers over at Triple Espresso. It runs on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific. It's up on YouTube and LinkedIn as well. I started it about 2 years ago. I just broke episode 200 on it. And it's all about what you're doing. And I love the work you're doing. You're giving writers a voice. I'm the same, you know, we're simian together. I love bringing writers on and say, tell me about your book. You know, what motivated you? What's your writing style? How do you edit it and things like that? So very similar to you, I'm all about our community and I absolutely love promoting, you know, what we do. And it does make me happy to see when writers have come on and they had a really good experience and they've come back and said, thank you. I just sold like 20 books because I came on your podcast. That makes me feel good when that happens.
Yeah. I at first when I was coming up, it was all about competition. And then I started realizing, I said, you know what? I'm only in competition with myself. Let me just find out what's going on with other people. Because I noticed that you guys were writing books, but I didn't get a chance to really like know you guys. So I said, well, what's the best way for me to do that? Start a podcast, have them come on and actually genuinely like get to know someone.
Yes.
And ask them like, why did you start writing? You know,
absolutely. So, I would love to have you on my podcast. And I think you're a very interesting young man. I think you've got great media skills. Your intro is like, dude, that is like, boom.
I'm all for it. I love it. Let's make it happen.
Love to have you on.
So here's what we're going to do. Let's go ahead and close out by telling everybody, like, where's your social media? We have your website at the bottom. Let's go ahead and do your outro.
Absolutely. So as you can see, psychowriterloc.com is my website. That's the center point of my universe. That's how people find my blogs. They find my podcast. They see my book information as well. Shores of Okinawa will be releasing on Memorial Day weekend on Amazon and other, obviously, book outlets as well. Sunrise in Saigon is available today, also on audiobook. So if you're an Audible guy, download the audiobook as well. If you want to follow me on my podcast, podcast. Sorry. YouTube is Writers on Writers over a Triple Espresso. And you can search that on YouTube and you'll be able to catch any episodes that I'm broadcasting there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Patrick Greenwood. Please go check out his books. It's a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for your time. And I really expect that those books are going to get picked up into a series, man. And I want to be there to see it happen, too.
Man. You'll be on the red carpet next to me, man. I said, this is my guy right here. He's the one to hook me up for this stuff. So
that's right, man.
Thank you for having me as well.
Yeah, I greatly appreciate you.
You too.
Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.